You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this first day of Rabiul Awal 1442. The Islamic Economic Indicators, Zakat Nisab, is 8,615 rand. The minimum mahar is 430 rand. The mahar of Fatimi is 21,105 rand. Today's Nasiha is number 137 to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, globally. A very warm welcome to you, and especially to our Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, and Jazakallah Khairan once again for joining us on the program.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Barakallahu Fikum Hafiz Wadi, Jazakallah Khairan.
Mufti Sahib, kindly enlighten us on the virtues of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today we announce that it is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and 99% of the country, South Africa, our neighboring countries, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mauritius. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made this month special. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place during this month of Rabiul Awwal. Similarly, the wafat and the demise of the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam took place during this month. The hijrah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place during this month. This morning in Darum Zakaria, I spoke about this. I'll just mention few. Remember, it was on the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, and this is on the journey of Hijrah. After spending 3 nights in Ghare Thawr, and Almighty Allah alludes and refers to this incident in Surah 9, verse 40, Thaniyat Nain, Idhuma fil Ghar. The Ghar here refers to Ghare Thawr. Idh yaqulu li sahibi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after spending 3 nights there in that cave, so on the first of Rabiul Awwal, they started the journey from Ghare Thawr to Madinah Munawwara, and that happened during this month of Rabiul Awwal. Similarly, on the fourth of Rabiul Awwal, so on 886, we find that Sultan Muhammad Fatih, the person who conquered Qustuntiniyya, that is Istanbul, so remember, he passed away. O Ummah, do we know his age? When he conquered Istanbul in those days, he was 22 years old, subhanallah. And then we go further, we see on the 7th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Imam Malik rahimahullah passes away in the year 179. Who is Imam Malik? The great scholar of Madinah Munawwara. His love for Madinah Munawwara was so intense, he never left Madinah Munawwara only for Hajj, and then returned because he loved Madinah Munawwara. He wrote the book Muwatta Imam Malik. He presented it to 70 giant scholars and they agreed with him, and that is how this book became world famous. We see on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, there was a person. So in the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, in the 11th year of the Hijrah, this is just few days prior to the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an imposter, Aswad Anasi, and he said that he is a prophet, Allah forbid. Fayruz Daylami radiallahu anhu, this is Sahabi, and he eliminated him and destroyed and killed him. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Father Fayruz, Father Fayruz, Fayruz Daylami radiallahu ta'ala, and who is the one who's successful. And remember that you go on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, then we find Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away in the year 241. Who is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? When the Mu'tazilites, what we will call nowadays the moderners and liberal people, everything they wanted to understand logically, so they would whip and lash him. He would say, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he said, Lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana, that Almighty Allah will not let anything afflict us, at least except that which Almighty Allah has decreed. So lo and behold, you find this is in our history. He told the people, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza, you will see what will happen on the day of my janaza. He, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, is known as Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah for standing up for the truth. And lo and behold, he's buried there in the next to the Tigris River. I went to his Qabr Mubarak, Mazar Mubarak. And what do we see? The day he passes away, 800,000 people assemble for his janaza salat. Approximately 20,000 Jews, Christians, non-Muslims embrace Islam. O Ummah, learn about Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn about the Sahaba and the Ulama, the Imam Rabbani, the great scholars, what sacrifices they made. So mashallah, in this month of Rabiul Awal, the course of history changed with the arrival and the advent and the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the greatest and is the greatest incident and will always be the greatest incident. So that is what we need to learn and propagate the message and the mission of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to humanity.
In Durban, visiting us in Durban, North Coast, as well as in the South Coast, Mufti Saab's programs will commence from Tuesday, the 27th of October, right until Friday, the 30th of October. During the course of the program, we'll tell you about the venues, and all these programs are going to be after Salatul Maghrib, and we will give you that information very, very soon. Mufti Saab, alhamdulillah, we're very pleased to have received this message. Initially, it says that I have epilepsy, married at 47, and at 48, my wife was pregnant. Doctors had advised testing for Down syndrome and to abort. Mufti Saab had advised not to terminate and provided us with du'as. Alhamdulillah, Wednesday the 7th October, Umar was born. Jazakallah for your guidance. Allah increase your knowledge and make you benefit the Ummah. Request your du'as, Mufti Saab.
Alhamdulillah, it is not our greatness. It is, you must remember, the greatness of the Quran Sharif, that each one of us must know the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us whatever we learn after receiving the wahi from Almighty Allah jalla wala. So whenever people tell me that the doctor said so and this one said so, that the child will be born abnormal and Down syndrome, I always tell them to abort is totally haram in Islam. And remember, you put your yakin and trust and tawakkul in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and read these verses, and Almighty Allah will let things happen according to your wishes and desires. Chapter 37, verse number 100, and that is Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant us pious children. Dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Thereafter, Surah 3, verse 38, the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, grant us from your side such offspring that will be pure and chaste and good. Innaka sami'u dua, verily you are the one who listens to the dua. Similarly, Surah 25 verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Almighty might Allah grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes, and in that way they all might Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless you with good children that are the coolness of the eyes. And once you are reaching the ending of your pregnancy, anytime you're going to give birth, the last few weeks, the last month, you sister, you should be reading Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, the Prophets, and verse 30, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Look at the heavens and the earth, how Almighty Allah made them stuck together, and Almighty Allah then separated them. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the power of Almighty Allah. So you mother and fetus, you are joined together. Allah will make your labor pains easy. Oh, your mother, you're 48 years old. Your baby, mashallah, is few days or few weeks old now. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make him Qudrat ayun, our dwaza with you and the baby. Daily read, mashallah, Surah Fatiha and so forth. What the intention of dua, because you are in nifas and your postnatal, and blow on your baby. Allah Jalla wa Ala will make him a beacon of light, inshaAllah al-Aziz.
Are there any du'as to protect one from jinn, jadu and nazar?
Remember, the best du'as to read are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and that is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tol Uqba radiallahu an مَا يَتَوَأَذُ مُتَعَوِّذٌ بِهِمَا. So illa bimithlima, words like that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one can seek protection of Almighty Allah through better words than this. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So read that and blow on your flowers, on your beloved children. Second one, read Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi. And remember in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, who read on Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, and I, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read for Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli shaytanin wa hamma wa min kulli aynin lamma. So tell the ulama in your town, they must just write it down. I seek Allah's protection for through his complete words. Min kulli shaytanin wa hamma, from every shaytan and everything that is harmful, poisonous. And the last portion is very important. Wa min kulli aynin lamma, and from every evil eye. And then you blow on your children, grandchildren, and that is called ruqya. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would blow on Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam would blow on Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. So these are the best things to read. No ta'weez which people give can ever come to this. So leave all the ta'weezes and do all this reading, inshallah. That is much more effective.
If the husband has passed away, what is prohibited for the widow?
Remember that when the husband has passed away, then let's say the husband passed away now today, so it is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. So remember that you count the iddat 130 days. I'll give you the breakdown now so you will understand. In normal circumstances, you will say that you count, remember, 130 days from time of death, 130 days, and you count from the time of death the person passed away. Second one is this, if, and this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Arba'at Ashurin wa Ashra, Surah Baqarah, verses 234. And remember that if the lady, the widow, is pregnant, then delivery of the baby, whether it is 1 week, 1 month, 8 months, whatever it is, Surah 65, verse 4, Wa Ulatul Ahmali Ajaluhunna Ayyadu'ana Hamlahun. And when she gives birth, then her iddat will expire. If the husband passed away today, today being the first of Rabiul Awwal, then you will count the Islamic months. You will say Rabiul Awwal, so 1 month. Rabiul Akhir, second month. Jumad al-Ula, third month. Jumad al-Ukhra, fourth month. Then you will say Rajab. So the 10th of Rajab finishes. Remember, that is how the iddat will finish. So that is how you count the iddat of the lady whose husband has passed away. What she must remember, the widow, is that she has to stay in that matrimonial home. She can't be going shopping and to the malls and all these type of things, all haram. Similarly, she can't be wearing attractive and new clothes. She can't be wearing her jewelry, and she can't be using henna and mehendi. It is ihdad. Ihdad means it is mourning period. Mourning means that she must be sad that her husband passed away after 5 years, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years marriage. So that is why iddat is compulsory upon her after death and after talaq. After talaq and divorce, it is 3 menses according to the Hanafis and Hanbalis, or 3 periods of cleanliness according to the Shafis and Malikis. So the point we are making and driving home is this, that remember that the iddat Allah Ta'ala made it compulsory to maintain the sanctity of marriage. Marriage is not buying a car or a computer or a cell phone. That same day you can sell it, next day you can trade it in. No, this is a sacred bond. We took all Mighty Allah's name, and that lady became halal for us. We became halal for her. These witnesses and so many other issues. So therefore, Islam instituted the laws of iddah, and you, the lady who's in the iddat, remember that you should be making a lot of dua for your deceased husband. Obviously, you are feeling very sad, and the best duas to read are Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established, and give out charity. Water is the best. Read Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin is the best. And remember, you don't have to wait for people to come and all that. So every day you should be reading. And not only, my father passed away, Rahimahullah, in 1982, mother 97. So every day we read. So Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin who passed away with Iman in Islam Jannatul Firdaus. So that should be our dua daily, inshallah.
Permissible to read for a non-Muslim family member or friend a Surah Fatiha and colds and blow on water them for healing.
Remember that in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, and who states that, you know, that we were traveling, and in that place there was a leader of a tribe, non-Muslim. He was so ill and sick, and nothing was really helping and assisting him. So we went and we read Surah Fatiha, and I read 7 times, and lo and behold, he recovered, speedy recovery. They gave us, you know, sheep and so forth, and goats or whatever. So we were very happy and even consumed it, meaning they slaughtered it, and then Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And then they asked Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of it. From there we deduce that, remember that when a person is ill, Muslim or non-Muslim, and you read Surah Fatiha 7 times, and you blow on that person, then male to male, female to female. So in that case there, remember, it is very, very effective. But we must have the yakin and the conviction as well. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. Almighty Allah states, we have made this Quran Sharif shifa and cure, externally and internally. So remember, externally people got aches and pains, and internally to eradicate our pride, our jealousy, our arrogance, all this type of things. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum mau'izatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fis sudur. This is in the Quran. Allah Jalla Wala has made the Quran Sharif maw'ida. If you analyze the Arabic word maw'ida, it means tarqiqul qulub, to melt your heart. So when we read the Quran, we listen to the Quran, and if we know the Arabic language and the message, then the hearts will start melting. Wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It is a panacea, a cure, a solution for what ills we have, all the spiritual diseases we have in our hearts. So if we are, you know, you take the glass or you take the cup and then you open the tap. So the cup, the glass will get full immediately, very quickly. But if you put that glass and cup upside down, then nothing will happen. So we also need to be receptive. And then, inshallah, the Quran Sharif will eliminate and eradicate these vices from within our hearts with the grace, benevolence, and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, can Mufti Sahib please give the name of the surma to buy in Madinatul Munawwara, and also is it available in South Africa?
Remember that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Ummah, open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad, Shama'il Tirmidhi, various ahadith compilations. Alaykum bil Ithmid. Ithmid is ISMID, Ismid. So remember, it is Alif or Hamza, Tha, Mim, Dal, Ithmid. Alaykum bil ismit, fa innahu yumbitu shar wa yajlul basar. So it will make your hair grow and it will sharpen your vision and your sight as well. It's authentic hadith. Now, one mistake our people make, they think that ismit, the surma, this antimony, so what you apply for your eyes is black in color. Nay, you will see it's like reddish, pinkish in color. So that is the one that is the original. So in Madinah Munawwara is freely available, and you can see from today, alhamdulillah, that the locals, the muwatineen and muqimeen, that with permission and so forth, now they are going to the Rosa Mubarak and offering salat and salam in front of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should be crying to Allah, 2 rakat salat daily, and we should be reading surah chapter 2 verse 128, wa arina manasikana wa tubalina. Oh Allah, you show us the places of Hajj and Umrah and forgive us. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Verily Allah, you are of forgiving, very merciful. So in that way there, Almighty Allah make us duyufur Rahman, his guest, and in Madinah Munawwara, duyufur Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mihman and the guest of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you will find some South Africans, businessmen, they go overseas and then they order Zamzam, they bring this ismid and so forth and so on. So you just need to find out normally the Islamic shops and so forth. So some of them might have it. So obviously we don't know now which shop has and don't have, especially now with the corona and pandemic and all that. So remember that if people are going for Umrah, inshallah, then you can tell them they must bring for you. But that is the surma, the antimony, as Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged for us. When we speak of shopping, I always tell the people ABI, A for Ajwa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man tasabbaha bi sabab ajwatin lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever has 7 ajwa, one by one, the dates, before Fajr, after Fajr, early part of the morning, so no jadu, no sihr, no witchcraft will harm that person, and no poison will harm that person. And it depends how many you got. If you got 70, it will last you for 10 days. So that is what is meant there. Second one will be B for Burni, fihi dawa'un wala da'a fi, authentic hadith in Tabarani. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Burni dates is very cheap, 10 riyals, 15 riyals a kilo. So that has shifa and cure in it. And these two ahadiths are mentioned by name by Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and both authentic ahadiths. And the third one is surma and damani ismit. So A, B, I. So inshallah, when we go to Haramain Sharifain with the grace, mercy of Allah, Allah take us through his grace and mercy, then you purchase these type of items, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to apply cannabis oil and also to consume cannabis medication for health reasons?
This is all the figment of people's imagination. Remember that they want to use haram things. Cannabis is a fancy name for dakha and all these type of things. So remember, there's no goodness in this. Kullu muskirin khamrun wa kullu khamrin haram. Everything that intoxicates is, remember, haram and not permissible. So why must we go to haram more so when we have so many alternatives that are permissible and courage mentioned in the Quran? Quran Sharif mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah, Wateen, Wazaytun. Almighty Allah takes an oath on the figs. Almighty Allah takes an oath on the olives. So, O Ummah, eat the olives. Use the olive oil. Just today, yesterday, I went to my cousin. There, my first cousin, Aslam Hussein, my uncle Ibrahim Hussein in Potchefstroom. So I told him, Ba, you must use, remember this olive oil daily. Allah give him shifa. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas mother, Allah give her shifa as well. And all those who are ill, Allah Jalla Wala grant them all shifa. We make dua for all of them. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, kulu zayt. Oh Ummah, you eat the olives. What dahinu bihi? And what must you do? Take the olive oil and apply it wherever you got pains and aches. Fa innahu min shajaratin mubarakah. It is from a blessed tree. Therefore, you see, when you go to Mount Sinai there in Egypt, you will find that is the area of olive trees. When you go to Palestine, occupied Palestine, may Allah Jalla destroy the apartheid regime. They are the ones who are destroying the olive trees belonging to the Palestinians. So Almighty Allah Jalla gave it so much barakah. It's called min shajaratin mubarakah, the blessed tree, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So leave all this cannabis and all those haram things and use that which is pure and halal and mention in Quran Sharif and mention in the Sunnah Mubarakah and have conviction in that there is shifa and cure. And you read Surah Fatiha 7 times, blow on that olive oil, and then, O wife, O husband, O child, then you apply it and see what happens. All this, all Almighty Allah taught us. Taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught the beloved Sahaba, and that is how we have received it. So therefore, use that which is mentioned in Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah.
Is there a sunnah dua to be read by the parents when bidding farewell to the daughter on the occasion of the her nikah?
Remember, today we have mixed up certain things, you know, our own custom, our own tradition, and so forth and so on with Sharia. In Sharia, my daughter gets married to your son. I don't know if you got a son or not, but anyway. So my daughter got married to your son, example, obviously. So in a case like that, now remember that how will I let my daughter go? So finish. So remember, the nikah takes place here in Johannesburg, and now they are going to Durban. So I must make dua. Allah Ta'ala keep your jori salamat. Allah Ta'ala keep you, your husband, our son-in-law happy. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, allama alif baynahuma, allama aslih dhata baynima. Ya Allah, keep the muhabbat between them. Ya Allah, bring about a reconciliation amongst them. So these are the type of dua. But this what we got nowadays. So I remember when I was a very young boy, that time already I realized that this definitely can't be Islam. You know, I might be about 8-9 years old. So maybe I was just starting my heaves or something. But anyway, cut long story short. So now my parents would take me, you know, come, we're going this nikah, this marriage, this. So now when the girl is going, so now they put one coconut there, you see, nariyal. So then the tire of the car, now the groom and the bride are going. And at the back is written, newly wedded couple. So now the tire of the car must go over the coconut. So I knew that the people who do this, they're nuts. You know, it's got nothing to do with Islam, this coconut story. One day I was in India, you know, with students. Third class, you know, we traveled. The student's life. So me and Babuji is the Hindu guy opposite me. So we passing the Ganga and Jamna, you know. So now what he does, he takes that nariyal and he throws it. So I say, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He say, main khuda ko khilata ho. I'm feeding God. So I asked him, tu khuda ko khilate ke khuda tujhe khilata hai? You feeding God or God is feeding you? Now that stimulated his mind. He realized what he's talking. So we must not get caught up in traditions and customs when they trample on the Sharia. Remember that. This coconut story is a wishy-washy story. Got nothing to do with Islam. So remember, most important, you make dua. And even this, which our people say, that no, we must go and drop our daughter there and so forth. That is in the same town. If it is nearby, you just go. It don't mean you have to go travel hundreds and hundreds of kilos to go. So the husband is there, so she must go with the husband, end of the story. So remember, after nikah, the husband has more rights over that lady than even her parents. Inna a'dama an-nasi haqqan 'ala al-mar'a zawjuha. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person who has, the people who have, a person that has the greatest rights over the wife will be the husband. Inna the person who has the greatest rights over the man, even after their marriage, is still his mother. So imagine all these ahadiths in Mustadrak Hakim. We should learn the beauty of Islam.
And for that, Mufti Saab, well, it's time for a break. But before that, we would like to inform you, the esteemed listeners, especially those, be it in Durban, be it local, national or global, that on Tuesday, the 27th of October, Mufti Saab will be delivering the discourse at the Stanger Jamia Masjid after Maghrib. On Wednesday, the 28th of October, Mufti Saab is going to be at the Avondale Musalla after Maghrib. That's right here in Morningside, Durban. On Thursday, the 29th of October, Mufti Saab is going to be at Masjid Tazkiyah, the refinery masjid in Mia Bank, after Salatul Maghrib. Friday Juma lecture is going to be at the Glennon Road Sufi Masjid. And Friday night, Mufti Saab is going to be delivering the final discourse for Rabiul Awal right here in Port Shepstone. So that's the programs for Mufti Saab's tour that's going to be coming up from Tuesday the 27th to Friday the 30th. Also, a reminder for the decoders, you can purchase your decoders from 189 West Road, Overport, Durban, from Markaz Sahaba offices, or from the Al Ansar shop. That's 207 West Road, or from IG Hussein, and from Johannesburg, it's going to be from Lanesia, from the Markaz Sahaba studio in Lanesia, and in Northern Natal, that's going to be from Maulana Salim Karim. We continue after the break.
You're listening to Markaz Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program live from here. I'm here at the Durban studios and Mufti Saab is in Lanesia. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again for affording us this opportunity. Mufti Saab, our very next question. What are the masnoon acts of a janaza, especially carrying the mayyat, carrying the janaza?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That, remember, number one is this, that in Islam, after the person passes away, then we have the ghusl, the bathing. The men will do that for the male, the female for the female, and that should be expedited. Similarly, the takfeen, that is the shrouding, so the kafan and so forth, and we should use the white material, 3 for the men and 5 for the females. And then the salatul janaza, the funeral prayer, and thereafter, that also should be expedited and not delayed. And then remember the carrying of the janaza. You will find 2 type of ahadith. One is what tiba'ul janaiz. So ittiba'ul janaiz is the men are at the back, and remember the janaza is in front. Normally by us, you find that the men are in front and the janaza is still coming. It is permissible. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk in front, and the people with the janaza or behind the janaza. And they would say they are shufa'ah, that they are interceding on behalf of the deceased. So both ways is permissible, but according to Hanafis, it's better to be walking behind the janazah. According to Shafis and them, it is better to be in front of the janazah. Both ways are acceptable, but what we should not be doing is this, what we are doing currently. And you see that now we're carrying the mayyit, and we're taking for burial of a salatul janazah, because the funeral prayer will take place there at the graveyard, the cemetery. And now we are busy chatting on our cell phone, we're busy joking and laughing. And remember, even death is not reminding us tomorrow we will be in that situation. Say now, Omar, let's go to Quran Sharif first. Quran Sharif says, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut." Every living being shall taste death. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akthiru zikra hazimil ladhat." Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. And what is that? Al-Maut. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Third one, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, engrave on his ring, "Kafa bil mauti wa'idan, ya Umar." Remember that this maut and death is sufficient as giving you advice. We see people passing away, male, female, young and old, in the prime of their life, and they are gone. So all that should be lessons for us. Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, go open Hunyatul Talibin and you will find what message he gave. I mentioned this to you previously as well. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily? But the person going into that kafan and shroud, me and you, we're so busy with the marketplace and the mall and busy meeting Paul and so forth. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. We are busy in the malls and bazaars and supermarkets. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. How many a grave is being dug? You see nowadays, 3 graves, 2 graves, 10 graves are being dug. So many people passing away. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person who is going to be buried there is deceived for the occasions of joy and happiness. I just bought my new car. My son just got married. My daughter got fixed. So all these occasions, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How my business is flourishing, my health is excelling, and my children are passing with distinction. So we are smiling. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Oh masterpiece, oh Hazrat Insan, oh human being, very soon you will be history and death will come. So therefore we should take lesson from all this. So not go there and indulge in type of, you know, futile talk and so forth. Read something for the deceased. We will want somebody to read for us as well. So that is our lesson here.
When he's unemployed, is it permissible for him to accept zakat from his wife?
Remember, not permissible. You can't accept zakat from your wife, nor can the husband give his wife zakat. Both ways not permissible. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 60, the 8 different categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. So if the husband is poor, he must go and work. Today people say, sit on their laurels and think of Hadi. So remember that they're unacceptable. Then people want a soft job, cushy job, you know, they don't work like that. You have to work hard. And remember, the wife is poor. So you, the husband, must help her, or her parents or brothers can help her. But you, the husband, cannot give her zakat, nor can the wife give zakat to the husband. And this will defeat the very purpose and objective of zakat. The main primary objective of zakat is the love for all, may Allah, must increase, and the love for wealth must decrease. So if husband gives wife, wife gives husband, it still stays in the family. So remember that is defeating the purpose and objective of zakat. Secondly, it is to empower the poor Muslims. Therefore, zakat is for Muslims only. Voluntary charity, that is for anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim. So therefore, we need to understand the maqasid and the aims and the purpose of zakat as well.
What is the ruling regarding removing or shaving of a newborn's hair?
Remember, today the baby is born and that is Sunday, so next week Saturday will be the seventh day, Yom Asabi, and on that seventh day you shave the hair, that is Sunnah. So today the baby is born, so you give the Adhan in the right ear and Iqama in the left ear, and you make Tahniq, and that is that you do, you take the dates or the honey and you insert it in the baby's mouth. Whilst we're on this topic here, because I receive different queries with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So nowadays, remember, sometimes they don't allow people to come to the clinic, hospital, because of the pandemic and what have you, and the mother will have to stay there for 1 week, 2 weeks. So in cases like that, the mother can also give adhan. It's not necessary, must be a male or something, especially in these circumstances. And in that adhan, fi udhunil maulud, in the ears of the baby, you don't raise your voice and shout and scream. Softly you will give the adhan. So as a last resort, if the husband also is not allowed, her father is not allowed, nobody is allowed, so instead of waiting 1 week, 2 weeks, you the mother just as a last resort, we are saying. So she give the adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, softly, and then she makes the tahniq and so forth. So in that way there, so that is done on the day the baby is born. And then on the seventh day, so today baby was born, seventh day next week Saturday, so we shave the hair, and after shaving the hair we take saffron, we mix it with water and apply it on the head of the baby. That is sunnatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in Abu Dawood. You name the baby officially Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Amatullah, Amaturrahman for the baby girl. You slaughter the two goats or two sheep for the baby boy, or one goat or one sheep for the baby girl, that is Aqiqah. You give out some charity, anything in cash or kind. So all these are sunnah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you study Islam, you will see that this is always beneficial for the baby, and you, the mother also, you should be playing a proactive role in all these type of things to make sure that everything is done on time. Then our children, inshallah, will become the beacons of light, hadiyam mahdiya, and we will see we become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Why? Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31, Fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins.
If this person has lost lots of cash and also other valuables, is there something he can read that the valuables may return?
Remember, when you say you lost a lot of cash or other assets or what have you, one is you lost it because of haram activities in casino, escort agency. So you must remember that that is absolutely haram. You have to change your lifestyle. And second one is, it was not in haram places, but you yourself, you are reckless and irresponsible. So in those cases, there is best you don't keep all this check and keep this cash and credit cards and what have you. Give your wife or give your son or somebody who's much more responsible. Third one, you are not belonging to these categories. You are very, very concerned and conservative and responsible, and yet the money got lost or stolen or whatever you misplaced. Then read Surah Wadduha, read Surah Alam Nashrah, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. You, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you take materially what we will call material, a very poor household, remember that. Therefore the women, when they came, they did not want to take Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, they said, we will not get much. But Allah jalla wala selected Sayyida Halima Saadia, that she will become the murdia, the foster mother of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before death, or sorry, before the Milad Mubarak, already you find sign, the signs were there. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. She, my honorable mother, saw noor, radiant, effulgent, emanating from her. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going with Sayyidah Halima Saadia, overtaking everybody. So then she was asked, did you change the markab? Did you change the means of transport and conveyance? She said, no, the Raqib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَشَعَدْ. Yet he has a great rank and status. So imagine all these things here. So Allah will return that wealth to you or give you something better. And Surah Alam Nashrah, إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. That after difficulty comes ease. So therefore read it, and inshallah Allah Jalla Wala return the wealth to you and make it easy for you.
This up, a lady that has lost all her hair, that is now gone completely bald, is it compulsory for her to wear the hijab and the scarf?
Yeah, there are three issues. Number one, for a lady to shave her hair, totally haram. The hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliq al mar'atu rasaha. It is haram for a lady to shave her hair, and even to cut the hair is not permissible. Secondly, that because of cancer or because of some sickness, disease, because they do radium and all these things here. So remember that medication, so now they're losing their hair and so forth. So third one, still she will have to cover her head. Remember, that's compulsory. It don't mean if there's no hair that you don't have to cover. And to wear a wig also is haram. That la'ana Allahul wasila wal mustawsila, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, that the one who sells the wigs, give the wigs, make the wig and uses it, all are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So she will have to wear the scarf, she will have to wear the abaya and all these type of things. Almighty Allah has made it compulsory upon the ladies. You go and read Surah 33, verse number 59. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minina yudnina alayhinna min jalabibin. Inform and tell your beloved honorable wives, your beloved daughters, and the believing men, their women, my mother, daughter, sister, wife, all of them, they must wear the jilbab that is above their dress, another garment. So that is called the jilbab, and that will cover head to toe. And remember that in Surah Nur, chapter 24, therefore our honorable mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur, teach your female Surah Nur. Go read Surah 24, verse 31. So wala yubadina zinatahunna, you cannot expose your beauty except to your husband, to your brother, to your father-in-law and so forth, nephews and brothers and so forth, not in front of all and sundry. So even if you don't have hair because of sickness or what have you, then you must still cover your head. You can't just leave it like that and go to the mall and so forth. All that totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, what should a girl read or pray in order to get married?
We have received this question many a time in Blessed of Marriage and other programs. You, that women, should be reading Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. You, the parents, grandparents, should be reading Surah 25, verse 54. All these verses are there in the 19th juz, 19th para in the first quarter. So you parents, grandparents, chapter Surah 19. So you must remember, and that is verse number 74 is for the, remember, for the children, and verse 54 is for the parents, grandparents. وَوَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Surah 25, verse 74, and Surah 25, verse 54. So that is for the parents, and this is in the 19 Jews, 19 Para, and the ayat is وَوَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Allah gave us a lineage, now Allah gives us and blesses us with in-laws also. Most important thing, remember, those of you not married, those of you who are, you know, so concerned, first thing in life, whatever it is, you must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah. That is of paramount importance. Today people just lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and that is unacceptable. Surah 39 verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
A lady passes away and leaves her parents and husband only, no children. What would be the shares for distribution?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen al-mahdiyeen, that you must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhum, and for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Ummah and said, Iqtadu bihadayni min ba'di. You follow these two. These are Shaykhain, the biggest Sahaba, greatest Sahaba, students, companions of mine. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar radiallahu anhuma. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured and pointed in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. You might be wondering, what does God to do with the inheritance? Ayats of inheritance were revealed in Surah 4 and read verses 7 right till 14. And then remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated on that in Surah 16 verse 44. Allah Ta'ala tells us لِتُبَيِّنَ linnas. But during the 10 years rule of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, this problem, this issue came about, that the husband passed away and now he survived by his wife and his parents. Or the wife passes away and she, her survivors are who? That her husband and her parents. So therefore, he sat with the Sahaba, they discussed it and then they reached consensus. Therefore, it is called Al-Mas'alatan Al-Umriyatan. I'll mention both to you. So this happened during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What a genius he was. There's a whole lecture on this. Call Awwaliyat Umar. What happened for the first time? And all those were the reforms that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala introduced. And no person, no organization, no government can object on it and say it is innovation. Nay, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we must follow Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and the Khulafa. And more so when there's ijma and consensus on it of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So yeah, the wife passes away and she is survived by her husband and her biological father, biological mother. So in a case like that, you make 6 shares. So 3 shares will go to the husband. There's 3 shares left, 2 for her father and 1 for the mother. So that is how, because there's no children. So this is the first scenario. Second scenario is this. Husband passes away and he is survived by his wife and his parents. So that you work out everything from 4 total. So the wife will receive 25%, so that is quarter. And then remember, there are 3 shares left. So from there, 2 shares will go to the father, 50%, and 25%, 1 share will go to the mother. So these are the 2 problems and issues that are known as Mas'alatan Umriyatan. Wonderful to learn about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, and even greater to learn about inheritance. أَوَّلُ مَا يُنْزَوْا عَنْ أُمَّتِي. The first science and discipline to be snatched away from this ummah will be the science of mirath, or the Islamic law of succession. Therefore, try and learn it and master it, O students. Very, very important.
Mufti Sahib, is there an alternate way of saying the ta'awuz?
Remember, there are different ways. I show you now. Quran Kareem teaches us. Now I want to read Quran Sharif, for example. So what Quran Sharif teaches us? فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَئِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So when you go to read the Quran Sharif, chapter 16, verse 98, so before reciting, then you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So that's one way there. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Rahim. I seek Almighty Allah's protection from the Satan, from Lucifer, the accursed. Second one, try it from tonight after Maghrib. And lo and behold, Almighty Allah send 70,000 Malaika to protect us. We read after Fajr the entire day till Maghrib. We read Maghrib time, then the whole night till Fajr time. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. You saw what I did? A'udhu billahi, I seek protection in Allah, as-sami'il alim, the one who's all hearing, all knowing, minash shaitanir rajim. And then you read Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verses 22, 23, 24. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. So you read that once, the last three verses of chapter 59, 22, 23, 24. And thrice before that you read, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. So that's a different way of reading. 70,000 malaika will be there for our protection. I read every day with Allah's help. Allah give us tawfiq. So we don't know that who and what will happen. So only Almighty Allah protects us. You the man, now we're entering the masjid. Now we place our right foot. You my mothers and sisters, you are now going to your muswalla, your prayer room, your namaz room. A'udhu billahi al-azim. A'udhu billahi al-azim. Wa biwajhihi al-kareem. Wa sultanihi al-qadeem. See how many words? A'udhu billahi al-azim. I seek Allah's protection, who is majestic. Wa bi wajhihi al-kareem, with his honorable countenance. Wa sultanihi al-qadeem, his everlasting authority, sovereignty. Min ash-shaytani al-rajeem, and from the Satan, the accursed. You know what happens? Faqala shaytan, the shaytan announces, hafidha minni sa'ir al-yawm, that this person is protected from me the whole entire day. O Ummah, wake up from your slumber. Every day learn a new dua. When we enter the masjid, various duas. Bismillah. Not only Rabiul Awwal, every day. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. One dua. Open Ibn Sunni Amalul Yoma Yomi wal Layla, you will find all this type of du'as. And open Mustada Ahmad and so forth, you will find this du'a. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem minash shaitani al-rajeem. So how many I mentioned to you? So we must learn all this instead of wasting time and killing time in haram things with movies and sports and entertainment. Learn all these type of things.
For that, Mufti Sahib, well, that brings us to our break on the hour, and we continue after this.